This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, the Talk Radio Countdown is on the air. An overview of the hot hits for the week of November 14th to the 18th, Thanksgiving next week. We'll do this program next week as we do it every week. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to go through the top 10 stories, the big topics, if you will, and then the people list. A lot of interesting names, some new ideas, Michael being expressed, so that's always good. A reflection on what people in America are talking about. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to turn it over now to Michael, who will go through his lists, the list that the people at Talkers have worked on this week.
Yes, it's a passing parade. It's a new week, a new day, new names, and same old stuff.
Right, same old, same old.
Like at number 10, we have National Football League action. At number 9, we have the Kate Upton Cy Young tirade. At number 8, we have the battle for Mosul. At number 7, the future of Obamacare. At number 6, the Megyn Kelly book. At number 5, a tie between sanctuary cities and immigration policy. Obviously, they also are tied together. At 4, we have U.S.-Russia relations. At number 3, the state of the Democratic Party. At number 2, Trump protests. At number 1, the Trump transition. And that includes, of course, cabinet and key posts being selected. We have on our people survey at number 10, Kate Upton and Megyn Kelly tied for that spot. Number 9, Chris Christie. At number 8, Hillary Clinton. At number 7, Vladimir Putin. At number 6, Ted Cruz. Number 5, Jared Kushner. 4, Barack Obama. 3, Reince Priebus. Number 2, Stephen K. Bannon. And number 1, Donald Trump. And there are a lot of other names that could be squeezed in there, but it gets all blurry because they're the name of the hour this week. You know, Rudy Giuliani could be in there. Mitt Romney could be in there. It's a mess. So that's my disclaimer. This is just a snapshot, but it was never the same for 10 minutes all week long.
All right. So of the people, let's go to the people list first. Of the names on there that we are not necessarily familiar with, but they're becoming more a part of the discussion, Jared Kushner comes to mind first, Donald Trump's son-in-law and the owner and operator of a business in New Jersey that was started by his father, but his father was tried and convicted and sent to jail for tax evasion, and it happens that the U.S. attorney that prosecuted his father's name was Chris Christie.
Bum, bum.
Therefore, 2 and 2 makes 4. Christie's out because Kushner is in, and it's no more or less than that. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3.
I don't buy it, though.
You don't buy what?
I don't buy it. It's that simple, and that's the reason. I mean, what's the word we use these days? That's the narrative.
Yes.
But I don't.
What do you think is the real? What's the story behind the story?
I think that this is one of the most cutthroat businesses in the world politics. Mm-hmm. And you're in and you're out, and there's infighting, and it all has to do with what you bring to the table to serve the top guy. In this case, Donald Trump. If it were Obama, it would be Obama. If it was Hillary had won, it would have happened as well. This is not indigenous to the Trump campaign.
Christie brought a lot at the beginning. He was one of the first ones.
He served his purpose. He served his purpose. Mm-hmm. He served his purpose.
It's that bad, huh?
Well, I think the whole thing was obvious when Trump said to him in the microphone, caught it, okay, now go home. Get on the helicopter and go home. And this was right at the beginning when Christie came out for Trump when he dropped out from being one of the candidates for the nomination. Remember, Christie was a rival with Trump,
yes,
17
right.
of them. Yep. Do you remember the famous picture and video of Christie looking dazed and confused standing behind Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. The whole episode of Christie and Trump is one of intrigue, one of double crossing. using, backstabbing, opportunism. It's the ugly side of politics.
Well, is it the ugly side of humanity? Is it the other underside, the underbelly of humanity?
Yes, isn't it? I mean, think about it. And you know, this is all because of the enhanced media that we have today. This has gone on all the way back to the beginning of time. This happened in king's courts. This happened in the...
Look at all the people who got beheaded because they weren't...
Of
look
course.
At the Tudors. Have you seen that new BBC show, The Tudors, where, anybody who's in the way of Henry VIII loses their head?
Do you know that back during the administration of that great Russian statesman, Joseph Stalin, that at the table, when they would sit around having dinner or at board meetings, when he'd get together with his advisors, the story is if you looked at him cross-eyed, if he caught you making a face or rolling your eyes or anything, he would kill you.
Yeah. God. And he'd do it himself. Kind of like Al Capone with a baseball bat around
him. Remember
the
table. That scene?
Yeah.
Yeah. That scene is the way it is. Yeah. I mean, they don't beat each other with baseball bats, but I mean, Trump may as well have beaten Christie up with a baseball bat. But the point is, I don't believe that all of a sudden Jared Kushner became powerful in the administration or in the soon to be administration a week ago and said, Christie's out. Kushner was running the show for weeks, months, and is a major power behind Trump. All of a sudden, now he's gonna have a vendetta against Christie. I think they knew all along. Christie comes with a lot of baggage now. He couldn't be elected dog catcher in his own state at the moment.
No. So where does a guy like that go? After you burn all the bridges, pardon the pun, including the George Washington Bridge, you know, the people say, well, it was just a traffic slowdown. Nobody got hurt. But it's politics.
Our society rewards celebrity, whether it's positive or negative. Don't shed any tears for Chris Christie.
That's an interesting reality. Yeah, there's always a job for a guy like that.
Of course.
All right. We're going to discuss Megyn Kelly and her book. It's gotten, she came in as number six this week.
Number six, do you believe it?
I find it hard to believe because the question is, why do I give her free publicity? I'm certainly not a fan of hers. The reality is, though, that the story is more interesting when you relate it to Gretchen Carlson. And I'll put them together for you. And my thinking on it in a moment. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen, the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 14 past the hour.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Hey, it's Prince Royce with a special holiday message from Sprint. For me, it's not the holidays if I'm not spending time with my friends and family. This year's Black Friday deals with Sprint are an incredible way to find just the right gift for those special people in your life and avoid the shopping lines so you can still spend some quality time with them. Now get a free 43-inch 4K LG Smart TV when you buy an LG V20 device. Or if you're looking to pick up a Samsung Galaxy S7, Sprint will throw in a Samsung Galaxy Tab E for free. Visit your local Sprint store or sprint.com/holiday for more information. Wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season.
LG V20, $33 for 24 months with installment billing. GS7, $28.96 for 24 months with installment billing. Tab E free after $10 monthly credits. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Restrictions apply. This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Technology Association's Holiday Retail Outlook study, a record 68% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this holiday season. With laptops at the top of holiday wish lists, new devices powered by Intel's 7th-gen Core processors are bound to be among this year's favorites. 7th-generation Intel Core-based systems were built for the immersive Internet, providing premium 4K Ultra HD entertainment and 360-degree video. They're faster than ever, delivering richer visuals for gaming on the go, facial login, long battery life, and much more. Scott Massey, Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering the thinnest, lightest, and most powerful devices ever. Today's PCs are enabling new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it's a 2-in-1, notebook, mini PC, gaming system, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
17 past the hour, you're listening to our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the work done at Talkers Magazine by Michael Harrison and his staff. I said that I would give you my overview of Megyn Kelly, who I have not ever had any use for. I think that she's a blight on television and has been, and it's just, she's a perfect example of TV reporting or reporters or so-called journalists going awry and finding themselves as more important than anything else that they're covering. She would probably give Walter Cronkite heartburn, where he's still around. Anyway, the publicity about her book, I thought it was interesting. Bill O'Reilly basically just dismissed her as in his own rather interesting way. But the attention that Gretchen Carlson got this week in her television interview, you and I don't know that I've ever talked to you about this, but you knew Ailes, right? Hadn't you?
I can't say I wasn't a personal friend of his.
No, but you and I have both met him.
I have had a lunch with him and spoken with him directly and personally.
Right. So anyway, when Gretchen Carlson was interviewed, I think it was 2020, I don't know the show this week, it was the same day that the Megyn Kelly book came out and all the hoopla about that. And part of her, in Kelly's book, she makes reference to her relationship, quote unquote, with Roger Ailes and how he sexually offended her and yada yada. So Gretchen Carlson, though, has got the real story. She describes in detail in this interview how Roger Ailes got on top of her and stuck his tongue down her throat, and then goes into other various and sundry descriptions of what this gross old pig did. And so, you know, I mean, you understand immediately why there was no discussion. Fox wrote her a check for $20 million and sent her merrily on her way. And so you wonder, I guess, I don't know, Michael.
What do you wonder?
I wonder about how it is that men in this day and age can be that lost. How are you that clueless? Or is it like we were talking about earlier about how politicians just lose sight of reality? Do people in powerful positions really lose that much touch with
reality? They're surrounded by yes people, yes persons. They are arrogant. They believe their own legends. And just because you're smart and just because you can be effective in business and a strategist doesn't necessarily mean that you have common sense.
Well, maybe it goes back to what you said a few minutes ago about the nature of humanity, or what people are all about, how, you know, people are like animals. Listening to you talk about how Chris Christie was handled, and that's just the way it is. You know, Ted Cruz was dismissed as a liar, and now he's on the conversation table.
Well, in America, we don't judge you whether you tell the truth. We judge you by the quality and style of your lies.
Ah, okay. Man, that's pretty
sad. Let's pick up on that.
Yeah, let's do that, yes. Lying and all of its faces as we continue here. This is really sort of the usual broad spectrum of conversation is what we're about here on The Countdown. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, 21 after the hour.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are 23 after the hour. Doug and Michael, our usual position here at the end of the week with the stories, the people. You had a philosophical moment with a focus on lying, and I do think we need to probe into your mind a little bit more as to how that all works, not telling the truth. As a kid growing up, my mother used to accuse me of lying, and I wasn't lying at all, but she had a sort of distorted look on reality. And so I sort of wince when I hear that word. That's a powerful three-letter word a lot of people use it very...
Well, lie.
You're a liar.
Lying indicates that you are telling something that is not true. And you know it's not true. It's purposely told for the purpose of deception.
Right.
A person could say something that's not true but not be a liar. They could just be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They could believe what they're saying is true, and because they have misinformation, somebody told them that, they grew up learning that Columbus discovered America. Columbus discovered America, that's a lie.
It's a big lie.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of lies, a lot of lies. But some of them, you know, when I was a kid, I can't say I was a liar because I believed that. I thought it was true and I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are people that lie to themselves and say what they think are true, and these people are pathological liars, and that borderlines with sociopaths who have no morality whatsoever. Point being that we have a culture now that accepts lying and accepts distortion as part of the culture, so we don't judge politicians or anybody when you say, how could he come back to Cruz after he called him a liar? Because we don't judge people by whether they're truth tellers. We judge them by the quality and the style of their lies. As a matter of fact, sometimes we think that people who tell the truth, we admire them, but from a distance. We don't necessarily think if they're a truth teller, they're qualified to be in a big position of power, because after all, they must be crazy for telling the truth. They should be lying. Because lying is becoming increasingly acceptable. And my opinion on that is that this is a terrible problem going down the road.
Well, it's hard to know, especially with the news media being sort of unindicted co-conspirators. Now you're going to see, as all these people stand up to be considered for various jobs, you're going to see the Trump of then, when he called whoever it was a liar or however, whatever his distortion was, to you know, well, I'm going to deal with him now because he'll do me some good. I need Ted Cruz's supporters to make my 4 years in office work, so let's give him a job. That
yeah.
kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's politics really makes strange bedfellows. And in some cases, that's called pragmatics. Mm-hmm. And being a pragmatist is, in certain ways, an asset for a politician, as opposed to being an ideologue or a true believer.
Well, what does it say about the nature of humanity in general?
Complicated.
Back to eating our young, which is basically what you said goes on with these people. They do whatever they can for political expediency. Do we, as human beings, just general, like you and me and the people that I have relationships with, is that the way it really is?
Well, in our lives, we always say, oh, the reason I was passed over for that promotion is because it was corporate politics. Or, oh, the reason that that girl was made miss some something, whatever, is because her father gave money to the pageant. Or, oh, you know, all of that. We call it politics. Well, what do you think of the level of dastardly politics in politics? I mean, we look down upon politics in non-political businesses. Can you imagine the cutthroat nature, the skullduggery of politics in big-time politics?
Are romantic relations the same way and the same sort of thing when you have somebody in your life and then all of a sudden somebody better comes along, you drop the person that you've been with and you want to go with somebody else? Is that
remember the saying, all is fair in love and war.
War and politics.
That's an awful thought, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it really is kind of an awful thought. We'll take a deep breath now. Oh, my heavens. What a can of worms have we opened here? It's 28.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The focus is on conversation. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Harrison is here, as usual. This hour of the Countdown brought to you by the First Amendment. No, Second Amendment of the Constitution. Freedom of speech.
First
Amendment, right?
Yeah,
the Second Amendment. Amendment bearing arms.
Right.
That could be the sponsor, too. Remember when Gene Burns used to start his program that way? My God, I just thought about that.
This is brought to you through the whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know what word to go. Of the First Amendment of the Constitution.
Brought to you by, yes, the Constitution of the United States and the First Amendment, which guarantees the right to freedom of speech and expression.
I miss him.
I do, too. I miss
a
lot of
he was a wonderful, wonderful radio broadcaster.
Yep. There are a lot of good ones around then and not as many good ones around now.
Future generations will see
the difference. Yes, good ones. Well, the sight of how this all happens is changing rapidly. Great radio stations continue to get great ratings that are doing this, and more people are paying attention to the spoken word in podcasts.
Yeah, I wouldn't agree with you, and I don't even think you agree with what you just said, that there were more good ones then than
well,
now.
This would be my further thought on that. It is the generation that I come from, and a lot of the people that are around now are not just not known to me as well as those people were. So it was probably, you're probably right. There are a lot of thoughtful people around. There's some younger broadcasters. I don't know. I mean, I hear great things, but I'm not in a position to listen to people like Dana Loesch, for example, if that's the way to pronounce her name. I think it is. And I think that Meghan McCain has something to say. I think that Ben Ferguson, who is a pretty good kid, has tried to early on be like other people, and now he's sort of cutting a swath on his own. And I'm just picking a few names out of people that are in my mind now that were not around, let's say, 10 years ago.
Yeah, but you got to remember, a lot of you're talking about very young ones. I mean, there are people in their 50s that were in their 20s when Gene Burns and Jerry Williams, people of that nature. I've been running Talkers Magazine for 27 years, and let me tell you, you do not maintain a trade publication at the top of its game for all those years by hanging around with the same clique.
But you know what? There are only three, Limbaugh and me and you, that's it. How many other people can you say are still around? After
well, if you
want
to have some fun, go to C-SPAN's website and just Google Michael Harrison. Mm-hmm. And you will see all of the old panel discussions we used to have all the way back to the early 90s at the Heritage Foundation and at different places. One, we were all much younger. But look at the names of some of the people that are on there that you won't even remember that they were big-timers.
Yeah.
And mixed in with them are people that are still going. It's fascinating. I watched one of them the other day, and I saw people on the panel like, oh, my gosh, I forgot about that guy or that woman.
But I don't mean this to sound self-serving, but honestly, I'm trying to think in my mind, with the passing of three or four people this year, who has been around doing this format for as long as we have, other than, I mean, on the national scene. Anyway, there are people that did local and then became national. And
I'm not still doing it?
Yeah.
Very few.
Very, very few.
But there are some. I mean, there were some big timers. There was Sally Jesse Raphael. There was Bruce Williams.
Yep.
There was Jerry Williams.
Yep.
There was Larry King. Jim Bohannon's still going strong.
Yes,
he was there with us at
yep,
the beginning.
He's going strong. Yep, yep.
But there were a lot of them that came and went. Some of them died. Some of them just faded from the scene. I'm not going to mention names. You and I have had many mutual friends back in the days when there was the Association of Radio, you know, talk show hosts. And then there were people that stepped off cliffs and sunk to obscurity because they took the wrong job.
Yes.
They were big time in a major city, and then they wanted to go syndication, or they wanted to go to a bigger city, and they failed and never got back.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an amazing parade of people. But I guess that's the case in sports. That's the case. I mean, that's the case in everything.
In politics.
In politics, absolutely.
Now, let's go back to what we were talking about, unless you don't want to. Do you want to have something else you want to say about that?
No, I'll go wherever you lead.
I want to go back to what we were talking about with regard to what I'm finding this, as it slaps us in the face, more amusing than anything else. What these characters say about others and then what they forgive for their own expediency. And the best example I can think of was one we didn't mention. Obama excoriating Hillary when he was campaigning against her, and then she's become, you know, the goddess here, the canonizing of Hillary Clinton, and not that it isn't deserved or undeserved. That's not, I'm not doing a value judgment here. I'm just talking about these two, and you could tell by looking at them when they were together, and still, when Bill and Obama get together, there's nothing there.
I don't think any of these three like each other.
Yeah.
I think Bill and Hillary hate each other. I think Bill and Obama hate each other. I think Obama and Hillary hate each other. How many more ways can I split this? I don't think they like each other at all.
I find it, though, it's great visual. And it made my heart feel good, actually, when Shimon Peres, remember we interviewed him when we were in Israel too? What a wonderful guy he was. When he died, a couple, three, 4 weeks ago, whenever it was, and Obama felt he better go over to the funeral, and Clinton went on a different plane going over, and they both spoke at the funeral, and then afterwards Obama says, you want to come back with me? And Clinton says, yeah, I'd rather go back with you than go back on whatever other way he was going to go back. So they're on the tarmac at Ben-Gurion Airport, and Clinton is out on the tarmac talking to somebody, and Obama's up in the plane walking around nervously, keeps going to the door and yells down, Bill, let's go!
Yeah.
Then Clinton walks up the gangway, puts his arm around Obama, shakes his hand, but Obama's trying to get him in the plane so that he can take off.
Yes.
I found that to be a very human sort of fun thing to watch, no matter what they really think about each other. I thought that was kind of a cool...
Well, but you've got to also remember, they're major league backstabbers.
These
guys are not warm, fuzzy people.
But is that the only way we can get ahead?
In that business? In this business?
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody gets ahead anymore in this business. The nature of this business right now is survival, as opposed to necessarily getting ahead. These are tough times in the radio broadcasting and the television broadcasting industries.
Sure is.
And I make no bones about that. But in the political industry, no, you do not get to that point unless you are a headbanger. You know, that is not for the faint of heart, and they understand that. And to be president of the United States, you've got to make decisions that are life and death. You have to actually weigh life and death, order people to die, and then put on a smile and act like it never happened 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that something, huh?
You know, I understand that Hillary Clinton was so freaked out when she lost that she was screaming and yelling.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Blaming everybody. They couldn't put her on TV till the next day. I personally think that Hillary, a lot of people are going to turn on her. And her name is going to be mud, even in circles that were friendly to her for years to come.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, this loss is going to be pinned on her.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's her candidacy, one way or the other. Well, who else do you look at? Under the circumstances. All right, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, folks everywhere interested in the hot hits from News Talk Radio this past week. The stories from number 10 to number 1, or at least the focus, certainly what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, the NFL, beginning of basketball season, hockey's getting started, so lots of conversation there. The Cy Young Award didn't go to Justin Verlander, and that upset Kate Upton, so that's why it's number 9 this week. On the countdown, the battle for various cities in the Middle East, number 8, future of healthcare, number 7, Megyn Kelly's book, number 6, number 5, the immigration policy study of sanctuary cities especially, number 4, our relations with Russia, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, number 3, the Democratic Party officials, number 2, the protests of the election, and number 1, the transition into the Trump White House. That's it. Sobering stuff. We're having a conversation about what's been going on, sort of a mini capsulized version of lots of great conversations that have taken place this week that have been monitored by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen at 43 after the hour.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Hey, it's Prince Royce with a special holiday message from Sprint. For me, it's not the holidays if I'm not spending time with my friends and family. This year's Black Friday deals with Sprint are an incredible way to find just the right gift for those special people in your life and avoid the shopping lines so you can still spend some quality time with them. Now get a free 43-inch 4K LG Smart TV when you buy an LG V20 device. Or if you're looking to pick up a Samsung Galaxy S7, Sprint will throw in a Samsung Galaxy Tab E for free. Visit your local Sprint store or Sprint.com/holiday for more information. Wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season.
LG V20, $33 for 24 months with installment billing. GS7, $28.96 for 24 months with installment billing. Tab E free after $10 monthly credits. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Intel.
According to the Consumer Technology Association's Holiday Retail Outlook study, a record 68% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this holiday season. With laptops at the top of holiday wish lists, new devices powered by Intel's 7th-gen Core processors are bound to be among this year's favorites. 7th-generation Intel Core-based systems were built for the immersive Internet, providing premium 4K Ultra HD entertainment and 360-degree video. They're faster than ever, delivering richer visuals for gaming on the go, facial login, long battery life, and much more. Scott Massey, Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering the thinnest, lightest, and most powerful devices ever. Today's PCs are enabling new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it's a 2-in-1, notebook, mini PC, gaming system, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now, let's review in this next minute the list of people being discussed according to the research at Talkers Magazine for the week of November the 14th to the 18th. These were the big names. Kate Upton, Chris Christie, Hillary Clinton, Vladimir Putin, Ted Cruz, Jared Kushner, Barack Obama, Rens Priebus, Stephen Bannon, Donald Trump, Megyn Kelly. So of that list, there are only three people, actually two, right? Kate Upton and Megyn Kelly, who are not politicians or involved in politics. Otherwise, every other one of them is involved in politics. Isn't that interesting how it's a reality check? What we are talking about on the News Talk radio station, mostly politics. Whether that's good or bad remains to be seen, but that's the story. I'm Doug Steffen. 47 after the hour on the countdown, the review of the hot hits in talk radio. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher with... Now I want to get to Up Close and Far Out, which is one of the things we talk about it from time to time because there's such great interviews that you do, and this is available on... demand, podcasting only. So you go to upcloseandfarout.com, you go to podcast1.com, go to talkers.com, you can find the info. So what's the story with this guy you got on this week?
You got Mark Shaw on. Mark Shaw is a former talk show host who is an attorney. He's a former commentator for CNN, for ESPN. He's written 25 books. He's the real deal.
25 books?
Yeah. This guy is really cool. Mark Shaw. And he has written a book that's coming out on December 6th called The Reporter Who Knew Too Much. And it's basically a behind-the-scenes story about the mysterious death of a television star from What's My Line and very, very powerful investigative reporter herself, Dorothy Kilgallen, who it seems was right on the verge of releasing a book and a story exposing the real killers of John F. Kennedy, most likely mafioso types.
Right.
And they found her dead in her apartment in her townhouse in New York in a very, very staged scene that clearly wasn't what the official story was of it being a mixture of sleeping pills and booze.
Mm-hmm.
And he has done extensive research in this and opened it up, and it's two cases could be solved from it. One, the Dorothy Kilgallen murder or death,
yeah.
And of course, whoever it was that snuffed her out were the party or parties behind JFK.
Mm-hmm. Jack Anderson, who is another friend of ours, who wrote any number of books on the Kennedy assassination, had basically the same theme. Anybody
yes.
who looked into it with any great detail came up with the same conclusion. The Warren Commission came up with a conclusion that LBJ wanted us to have because he didn't want to have anybody know what really went on for all kinds of reasons.
This Tuesday is the 53rd anniversary of the death of JFK, by the way, this
yes.
coming Tuesday.
Yep. Yeah.
53 years ago.
Isn't it? It's sobering. I mean, remember I was a senior in high school, and I was walking to my locker when I heard the end of school, and we all ran into the library because there was a television set in there. We just missed our buses and just stood there and watched.
It's all it's engraved in our minds where we were and how we heard it.
All right, so that's a twist on the Up Close and Far Out podcast that Michael Harrison has this week. Thank you, Michael. 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 53 after the hour now, as the countdown continues, our focus on the legal side of things, the legal aspects of some of the issues that make it into the top 10 and other things that present themselves and make for good conversation. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a lawyer, college professor in law, at one of Boston's great universities. He has also become one of the country's leading experts on scams. Identify the scam. And, well, if you've got if you're worried about something, you're being approached or you're getting hacked or somebody's taking advantage of you, you ought to go to scamicide.com. S-C-A-M-I-C-I-D-E. Scamicide.com, which is Steve's website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of these scams and the individuals, scams themselves are the collective scams. It's quite a public service. Again, it's scamicide.com. And you ought to pick up his book, Identity Theft Alert, too, which goes through a lot of the things that you need to know how to do, that are important when it comes to the behaviors of people that are trying to rip you off. All right. Now I've given you that big buildup. Let's go to, actually what would be, I mean, we're all things legal here, and the appointment of Senator Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General goes where, as far as you're concerned?
It goes to a fascinating hearing. I don't know how familiar you are with Senator Sessions from Alabama.
He's got a few things in his closet, as I recall.
He does, including the fact that Ronald Reagan in the 80s nominated him to the federal bench, and a Republican Senate said, No, they were concerned about the racist allegations.
Yeah.
So he has come back, but he's got full pockets. There's going to be a lot of discussion here. He has become a more popular person in the Senate, but I don't think it's a good fit, and I think it's going to open things up for a lot of bad publicity.
He's an old fossil. And those guys in their old way, we need new thinking. So be interesting, just as an aside, if Mitt Romney gets the call to become Secretary of State, that's not a bad pick.
I agree with you on both of those.
On Attorney General. Okay. So here's I'm interested in the legal aspects. How, as number seven this week on the countdown, is the future of health care. How can these guys tear it apart and put it back together again legally? What are the things that have been passed in the law? I know we have a couple of minutes here, but what parts of the law cannot be changed and what parts of the law can be changed?
Well, really, any of it can be changed. When it had gone up into the courts before in the Supreme Court, the arguments were, and they were legitimate arguments in regard to constitutionality. And the court, much to the dismay of many conservatives, said no. As far as the law goes, it's constitutional. However, it can be modified. Any part of it can be modified. And the idea of having some form of universal health care is good on so many levels.
Yep.
But the problem was the way the insurance companies got involved with it screwed it up. So they can fix it. I don't doubt they will.
Now, I wonder how many legal cases will come out of some of the chastisement from people who seem now to be invigorated that Trump won. Some of the worst examples of humanity, the bigotry. This woman, I think she was from around here, as a matter of fact, was speaking in a restaurant not kindly about Donald Trump, and this guy sitting at the table next to her gets up, chastises her, how dare you talk about, and punches her in the face. I hope that he's prosecuted on the criminal and civil side to the full extent of the law, because just because Trump got elected, how does that give you a license? Where do you think you're coming from to pull some of this stuff off? Some of the things that have been done, a couple or profs at UCLA had their back door closed, locked with a pair of handcuffs. They're black. And some guy left a note, we've got a real president now. You guys better get out. You know, things like that.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, the law should be enforced. And unfortunately, his inflammatory rhetoric as a candidate almost legitimized that with the kinds of actions that he incited. And now he's going to have to be more presidential. He's starting to be. But he's got to be better than just stop it. He's got to actually start really saying that this is not tolerated.
Yeah, right. Just stop it, I think, is what he said earlier on a television interview. But, it's just the sorts of things that we hope will simmer down with the presidency, people getting to understand that it's real and it has to find its own wings, as it were. It's Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen on the countdown, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.